Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How Do We Get Sick? Already in progress.
There is pastors that are out there that are telling you that we're under grace and that it's okay. In fact, I had a girl just a couple of weeks ago wrote us an email, and she said, I go to a Bible studies class at the singles church where I go, and there's singles class. And she said the other night they got to talking about sex. And so she said, I sat there and listened a little while, and so said the associate pastor that's a teacher of that class, he said, well, you know, God doesn't mind if you just have a little sex once in a while. If you're not married as a single, you can have sex. I didn't read that in the scripture. Did you see that anywhere in the scripture? I've read that book from cover to cover, and I ain't never seen where God says, oh, son, I know how you're made, and it's okay once a month or once a week or something, you can have sex with some girl that's not your maid. Just be careful, huh? Did you read that anywhere? No, I didn't see that. I saw in there where he says, you shall not until you get married. He says, you know, if you want to get married, if you can't control yourself, find you a maid and marry her. Is that what Scripture says? Yes. If you can't control yourself, then get married. Then after you get married, how many women are you supposed to have sex with? One. How many, if you're the wife, how many men are you supposed to have sex with? One. The one you married. No other. Because it will bring all kinds of sickness and disease and death, and it will bring sickness on your children. And we've seen that over and over and over. A man and a woman, they go out and have sex before they get married. In fact, right here, standing right here, had a couple that right there, they came up, and it was, I believe it was from Midland or somewhere, and their child was virtually blind in his left eye, or in both eyes. His eyes wouldn't focus. And they came out, and when they came out and we talked, I said, did you two have sex before he was conceived? And they said, yes, we did, and he was conceived out of wedlock. I said, okay. I said, son, are you a Christian? He said, yes. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 13. I said, your eyes been messed up all these years. He said, I've never been able to see very good at all. So I broke the curse over him, commanded the spirit to leave him, ask the Lord to be merciful and redeem him from the curse, and ask him to restore the boy's eyes. And I said, now, Lord, thank you for healing this boy's eyes in Jesus' name. I said, son, you're in luck. Your mom and dad had both repented. And I said, you received this by faith right now from Jesus. Do you believe Jesus has just healed your eyes? He said, yes, sir, I do. I said, then say, thank you, Lord, for my new eyes. He said, Lord, thank you for my new eyes. And when he did, he looked up at that board up there, and he screamed, and he says, Mama, those words on the board just came in perfect focus. I can see perfect. He was standing right there. That happened right here in this church. Amen. Isn't God awesome? Do we love serving a God that forgives us? Amen. I'm telling you, we want to walk holy in His presence. We want to be pure and holy in His presence. And we know that we are not supposed to practice sin. Is that true? You're not supposed to practice sin. Is a little bit of sin too much? Yes. Even a little bit of sin is too much. God wants you. In fact, I want to go to 1 Peter 2:21 through 24, and then we're going to quit on this one. 1 Peter 2:21. Read that for me, honey.
For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
Next verse.
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
Okay, now let's stop and back up a minute. In that scripture before this, in verse 20. 2:21. He wanted us, what did he say? Yes, for even hereunto were we called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. If we're the new creature, and we are, and we're sons of God, then we are supposed to use the example that he left us, and we're supposed to walk in that footsteps. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, that is the goal that you and me are to walk in, the footsteps of Jesus. So when I step out, wherever I am, whether I'm behind this podium and I step out here, I'm out there in my pickup, my car, or we're going to go to town, or I'm going to walk to the back. Technically speaking, I should be walking step by step in his steps. And his steps, he said there in verse 22, who had how much sin?
None.
No sin. No sin whatsoever. Does that make sense? I'm supposed to walk where Christ did with no sin in my life. I'm supposed to have no sin. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example. We should follow in his steps. Verse 22, who did no sin. So, AA, how much sin are you and me supposed to have? None. We're supposed to walk pure and clean and holy, just exactly like Jesus, right? And if we mess up, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, which can pray for us.
That's right.
And that's the good part.
You remember the other day I called you about my son-in-law?
Yes.
And they said he had esophagus cancer and we prayed for him?
Yes.
And he got hurt real bad in his stomach. They found out he's got cancer in his stomach as well as his esophagus. Then he had started hurting all down in his body. And it's down there by his kidney and his liver. And his genital area. And then the other day he started looking like he had a stroke. And they checked his brain, he got brain cancer too. What do you think happened if God put all that on him when 3 weeks ago he seemed perfectly normal?
Unforgiveness and bitterness.
Yeah, there's something. There's some kind of sin there. So.
Cancer,
unforgiveness, and bitterness is always brings cancer. And of course, the thing about it is, I mean, I'm just going by what the Scripture says. The Scripture says that we suffer the consequences of sin. You know, and if we do get into unforgiveness and bitterness, it's going to happen. And oh, that's right. Only God knows. You know, that's kind of like that time, you know, that I had a man one time that was a multimillionaire. And he was just doing the greatest, best in the world. I mean, he was very successful. And all of a sudden, he's come down dying with a sickness. And so they come, got me, and wanted me to go minister to him. And I went into the hospital, and I sat down with him. And he was a deacon in a Baptist church. And I mean, great guy. And I thought, man, what is this? And so anyway, as I was talking to him and ministering to him and everything else, I finally told him, I said, you know, you've got to have an unforgiveness or something towards someone. And he says, no. In fact, then he said, yes, I do have an unforgiveness. I said, well, there it is. You've got to get rid of it. He said, I ain't going to forgive this guy. And I said, what do you mean? He said, this guy raped both of my 3-year-old granddaughters. And I said, you got to forgive him. And he had a 16-year-old granddaughter there too. And I said, sir, let me be as blunt as I know how. The Scripture clearly says, if you do not forgive him, God will not forgive you. I said, you've got to forgive him. You've got to forgive him. And he said, I'm not going to forgive him. And he said, that 16-year-old granddaughter said, granddaddy, please forgive him. And he said, no. So I said, well, I can't do anything here. So I just walked out the door. I'm walking down the door of the hospital. The Lord spoke to me and said, son, do you remember in my word I said, if he does not forgive, I will not forgive him? And I said, yes, Lord, that's what the word says. He said, so if he doesn't forgive, and I don't forgive him, that means he ain't coming to heaven. And I thought, boy, did you talk about rocking my boat?
Yeah.
I said, Lord, here's a Baptist deacon
right.
That's fixing to go to hell. And he died in just a few days.
Died in that sin.
And if God said in his word, you must forgive or I will not forgive you, do you think he meant that?
Yes,
he did. I know he meant that. So That's why when I look at all these terrible, horrible scriptures that says, if you don't forgive, I'm going to get angry with you and I'm going to turn you over to the devil. I'm going to make your life miserable on this earth until you get to the point where you can forgive your brothers. And I believe that's one reason that he puts this sickness and stuff on us and terrifies us. You believe that too?
He humbles us.
Yeah, he does what he can to bring us back to where he wants us so that we will forgive. Because if we didn't have some kind of pain and suffering to forgive, we'd just walk right into the pit of hell and not even know where we're going.
Yeah.
But he tells us, you must forgive. You must forgive. And of course, in the process, you may have cancer, sickness, and of course, just like the book of Job talks about. You know, and the book of Job says that when somebody gets in this shape and gets sick like that, and their body's being eaten away with cancer, he said there's only 1 in 1,000 men that's qualified to pray the prayer of faith for that person. 1 in 1,000. So guess what that says to all of us? We need to study more. We need to walk closer to God. We need to be like Jesus. Because if there's only 1 in 1,000 of us, wow, that's not very many. You know that? So anyway, praise God. Neither was that scripture says who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Wow, next verse. Go ahead, honey.
Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously.
Next verse, 24. Now look at this very carefully. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, and whose by whose stripes we were healed. In other words, that last line down there, by his stripes we were healed, only works if you do everything from verse 21 down to that. You got to die to sin, and then you're healed. So if you want to walk in divine health under grace, you got to meet this criteria. You got to trust Jesus and Jesus alone. You can't add nothing to Jesus.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How Do You Get Sick? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.